eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, real quick, just because I don't want people screaming at us that we're giving biased opinions on the numbers and everything when people are upset with these contracts. And again, I think when these new players in the WNBA begin playing, we will find out if the numbers go up, then the TV contract money will go up, and therefore the salaries will go up. But just to put into some context, checking the finals numbers, okay, the would you not agree that Rangers-Diamondbacks was a pretty brutal World Series?
Yes, that would be a terrible World Series.
Their ratings were down significantly. They drew an average of 9.1 million viewers per World Series game for a bad World Series.
That's higher than I would have guessed.
Okay. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Finals, it doesn't get worse than that, honestly, in terms of markets, drew an average of 2.7 million fans. Not great.
Actually, that is not good.
Pretty awful, to be quite honest. The NBA Finals did an average of 11.6 million. The College Baseball World Series did an average of 1.6 million viewers per game. The WNBA Finals did an average of 700,000. Now, that's not an opinion, that's a fact. So when they make their impact, I do expect these numbers to go up. Therefore, the TV money will go up, and so will their contracts. So screaming about it to me is it's silly when you put into context who's watching and who's not. And oh, by the way, the Super Bowl did 126 million viewers.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see, because I would think the WNBA season does start soon,
right? It does, yeah.
Which is great, because there's no long delay between Caitlin Clark, the college basketball player, and the WNBA.
Which is good for them, 100%, I agree.
Right, it works out really good. We got to see, and the first month, I believe, will be really good. I don't know if it has sustainability for folks.
I don't know that it does or it doesn't, but I do know this. She had sustainability at Iowa for 4 years to the point where it grew and grew and grew to where, as you've heard, Gus Johnson, we talked about this, was opting to do Iowa women's basketball games over other college basketball games he could have chosen at Fox. And their numbers were incredible, especially down the stretch on Saturday nights. So it might. I don't know. Time will tell. But you're right. You'll get a big pop early. We'll see what they can sustain going forward.
If I was in the WNBA, Jerry, and I'm not eligible to play in the WNBA.
Right.
But if I were, I would try to become a villain to Caitlin Clark.
Well, isn't that Angel Reese?
Yeah, I would think. But, I mean, if I were a nobody, I would make a name for myself by, like, I would treat Caitlin Clark the Pistons treated Michael Jordan.
Just go after her.
Because you'll be talked about. You'll be highlighted. They'll be like, look at this woman attacking Caitlin Clark.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. You talk about it starting soon. If I'm reading this right, May 14th. So literally a month from now, it's a Tuesday night on ESPN2. They're at Connecticut to take on the Sun.
That is a dumb
The Fever.
Move. ESPN2. Step your game up.
Well, here are her first four games that are on TV that anybody can watch. ESPN2 game one. Thursday night, they play the New York Liberty on Amazon Prime Video.
Oh,
this
would
be
God.
Like finding a baseball game now.
Yeah.
Then they play the Liberty again on Saturday the 18th on ABC.
Oh, okay.
But see, this is what's stupid. It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. People aren't home at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And well, whatever. And then Monday night on regular ESPN, they take on the Sun again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It doesn't make sense to me that still in this, in how long people have had cable television, that it still makes a difference. If you put a game on ABC or ESPN, it's a major difference.
Well, because
that's weird.
While I think we take for granted that everybody has cable, everybody doesn't have cable still.
You just tell me there's that many people with an antenna up on the roof?
I think
pulling in ABC?
I think there's more people than you think that watch TV with that thing in the window that I told you to get.
Yeah, so
you
doesn't work for me.
I know it doesn't because you're in a weird space.
I'm too far away from the towers.
But if you're in this area, it works. And I think there's more people than you think that will bypass that $100 or $200 a month cable bill for 50 free channels. And they'll watch what they can watch.
Don't you think we should be getting those free channels? ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, without having to have an antenna? Why can't there be a free stream service for those? We're getting all their commercials.
I don't know that there's not.
There
isn't. There's not?
Yeah, I've looked into this extensively.
What about this Philo that Mark Cuban is pushing?
That has no locals.
It's got no locals either. I don't know. I get, part of it, too, is the way the media is brought into the TV. Like, we don't have TVs. Like, you have to get the antenna as opposed to the TVs we used to buy that had the antennas attached to them, didn't they?
You had some rabbit ears.
Yeah, but I remember having a TV where the antenna just popped right up from the back.
Oh, yeah.
The rabbit ears was when I was much younger.
Yeah, you're right.
Then we had the TVs where they came with the antenna already on the TV. You turned it on, and it worked.
Remember when the first flip phones we got had the antenna you could pop up?
Yes, I do. I had a Motorola one.
Yeah. I can't hear you. Let me extend this 3 inches. I'm sure you'll be crystal clear now to hear you.
Yes, boop. I remember. I know. That's interesting, though. There should be a free streaming service for local channels.
Right.
If that's where we're at right now. I completely
agree.
But
here's what the channels themselves get money from cable. So that cable there is called retransmission fees. So cable or Fubo or DirecTV Stream.
Yet if I have a TV with the antenna, I don't pay anything.
Yeah.
It's odd.
It is very odd.
The whole thing's stupid.
It stinks, Jerry.
It does stink. I agree. Head down.
Exactly.
Look at that. Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, get you to Boomer and Geo. It is in Sports Minute with Amy and Zion Williamson.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We've got about 20 seconds or so left. What'd you leave for the end, Al?
I saw a new game show that's coming to Amazon Prime hosted by Travis Kelce, Jerry.
Jeopardy.
It's called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? But
they had Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
Right, this is a takeoff on that. But you're not competing against the celebrity. You're using the celebrities to help you get answers to questions.
That's stupid.
So that's stupid, right?
Don't care for that.
And on Amazon.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.